You know what? Somebody did tell him. The Holy Ghost. Man, I was preaching not too long ago, and I preached, and I come back in the evening and preached a sermon on Sunday night. They'd had a business meeting that day, and the preacher come out after the service. He said, "They think I told you everything went on that business meeting today." I said, "Really?" He said, "You preached on exactly what we talked about in the business meeting." I didn't know that, but God knew that. God knew that. So this sounds like church. You get thirsty, you come to the designated place, and you get something somebody else has drawn. Now, what I'm trying to say is, Ruth went and got her some water. If you're not faithful to the house of God, you won't make it to the end of the harvest. You start laying out on Wednesday night. You start missing Sunday school. You say, "Well, it'll be all right. I just missed one." It's always easier to miss the next one after you've missed the first one. It's always easier to say, "Well, you know, we're getting along okay. We started missing Sunday night." You say, "Preacher, this Tuesday night and I'm in revival." I know that. You say, "You're preacher of the choir." I know that. But I also know that one of these days something's going to come up and get in the way and say, you know, you're going to look at one another. Maybe you're going to say, "Well, maybe we could miss tonight. Maybe be all right. Maybe this." No, there's no maybes. You better stay faithful to the house of God or you won't make it to the end of the harvest. So first of all, there's church. That's being a sipping Christian. But then if you're going to make it to the end of the harvest, you'll have to be a supping Christian. I want you to look down in verse number, let me see if I can find it, verse 14. "And Boaz said unto her, at mealtime, come thou hither and eat of the bread, and dip thy morsel in the vinegar. And she sat beside the reapers, and he reached her parched corn, and she did eat, and was sufficed and left." Now, what does this sound like to you, preacher? Here's what it sounds like to me. This sounds like private devotions. And here's why I believe it does. I know that there is a group here together, but listen to what he said, verse 14. Back in verse number 9, he said, "Go." But here he said, "Come." He said, "Come thou hither and eat of the bread and dip thy morsel in the vinegar." Now, the Bible said that she sat beside the reapers, but he reached her parched corn. Now, it doesn't say he passed it to her. It said he reached it to her. So it came right from him. Now, I'm trying to figure if she's sitting beside the reapers, she can't be sitting beside him. He's not a reaper. He's the master, the Lord of the harvest. But she has to be within reach of him if he's going to reach her parched corn. The only thing I can figure is she's right in front of him, across from him. So here is Ruth. She comes to where Boaz is, and she comes at mealtime. That's what he said. Now, before he talked about when thou art athirst, but here he said at mealtime. Apparently, there was a set time. And so she came at a set time, and she sat within reach of him, and he reached her parched corn. And the Bible said she stayed. She did eat and was sufficed. She stayed till she got satisfied. Now, this sounds like devotions to me because there ought to be a set time in your day when you spend time with the Lord. A specific time. There's a lot of people who want to be like Elijah on the mountain, but they don't want to be like Elijah at the brook. They want to be like Elijah in public, but they don't want to be like Elijah in private with God. You say, "Well, preacher, I want to have victory and I want to have joy and I want to have the power of God." Then you're going to have to spend time with Jesus. You have to get alone with him. You're going to have to take time. You say, "Well, preacher, when's the best time?" Well, Jesus, the Bible said of him that he arose a great while before morning and went into a solitary place to pray. So it looks like at the beginning of the day would be the best time. "Well, preacher, I'll give the Lord some time today if I have some." I wonder how that would work in your marriage. I wonder if some of you men said to your wife, "Honey, I'll spend a little time with you today if I can fit you in. I'll have a good talk with you today if I can find some time." I wonder how that, ladies, would that go over good? No, I think what a lady would like would be for her husband to say, "Honey, I put you first." I think what the Lord would desire is to be first. your first thoughts in the morning spent with Him. Priority. You're getting quiet on me now. You're making me nervous. Show up on His time. Put Him first. Then when you show up, make sure you're within reach. That's what I mean, preacher, within reach. Don't let there be anything between you and Him. If He's going to reach her parched corn, she can't let anybody or anything get between Him and her. And if you're going to get something from God in your prayer closet, you're going to have to make sure there isn't anything between you and Him. What would get between you and Him? Sin? Unbelief? Ungratefulness? Unforgiveness? Unfaithfulness? Those things between us. I'm glad the Lord said if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. David said in the Old Testament about this. He said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. And Isaiah said that sin separates between us and our God. You say, well, preacher, I'd like to pray, but I can't pray. Is there something in between? We sing the song sometime in our invitation. Nothing between my soul and the Savior. I'm wondering tonight if you absolutely, right this moment, if something were to happen right now, right this moment, and you absolutely had to have the help of God, you absolutely had to have God hear you, could He?